The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Welcome back to Sports Nightly. I'm Jessica Cootie, and so excited to welcome to our new studio, Matt Davison, our good friend here. What do you think of the new studio? It looks different, huh,
amazing.
Than when you were last up here?
It's an amazing spot. I mean, I had no idea that it was going to look like this on the second floor. And, you know, there's you guys deserve it. You guys do great work, and this looks amazing. It's going to be an awesome spot for you guys to bring Sports Nightly to everybody, and new offices all across the second floor here. It really looks great.
We're hoping to get some podcasts going too with student athletes, and which is, I know a lot, you guys are working on a lot of different deals for student athletes with 1890 and a big event coming up on Saturday, which we want to dive into as well. So you guys started this last year, the Big Red Preview, presented by 1890, and brought it back this year. I thought it was a fun event last year. I had a great time out there. Can you just take us back to maybe the originating idea, why you guys thought this would be a cool event for Husker fans?
Well, I think us, like everybody else, are looking for revenue streams, right? And with NIL, it's coming up with ideas and ways to engage our fans and allow them to be close to our student athletes and get to know them. And that was a way a year ago for us to, you know, anytime Husker fans can come to Memorial Stadium, they love to do that. And so we worked with Troy last year, and it ended up being a great event. I thought Coach Rule did an unbelievable job with the production of it all and, you know, engaging with the fans and having the players sign some autographs afterwards and everything with the big screens and talking on the microphones and all of those things. I thought for the people that attended last year, they really enjoyed it. And In this era of college football, there is a lot of turnover, right? And so you have new players in the spring and then some more that come in the summer with the addition of some of the freshmen. And so this was, we thought, a way for our fans to be able to see the team. And this is game time, right? I mean, this is really fall camp and happens to be this Saturday is the first full padded practice. And so they're going to be getting after it. And thank you to Coach Rule and Troy for allowing us to do this, because it's a great way for our fans to see the new players on the team and, you know, get refamiliarized with the guys on the roster and get ready to go to play Cincinnati down in Kansas City.
What does that say about Coach Rule? A lot of head coaches might not be open to an event like this, because
right.
they're practicing. I mean, you actually see a legit practice out there that he opens it up for fans to come be a part of an event like this.
Yeah, a lot of coaches would not do this. Most probably would never do this. And so it's just another thing that makes him unique. I mean, we're so lucky to have him as our head coach. And you know, he's going to make it fun for our fans. It's going to be a real practice. If you're thinking about coming, I mean, bring the family. I'm bringing my kids and my wife, and, you know, it's going to be a ton of fun. You can have a beer. It's mm-hmm. going to be kind of a test run with all of that and the concessions, full concessions that night. So the weather looks good. And for those that do come, they're going to have a great time. I thought Coach did a great job. The players were awesome last year, and they'll do that again this year. And there's a lot of other things going on Saturday too. So a lot of reasons for Husker fans to come to Lincoln if they're thinking about it.
You've been a part of a lot of first full pad practices.
Mm-hmm.
It elevates. How exciting is that for players when they get to get out there for the first time in full pads?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the trenches, obviously, it changes things drastically. And for a lot of practices, I mean, even leading into Saturday, it's physical, right? But usually the first padded practice, it gets a little heated, and that's kind of what you want. I mean, I think the guys are competitive, right? And they're still positioning themselves to try to get on the field or to try to prepare themselves for the first game. And so it's going to be intense for sure on Saturday night, and adding some fans into the stands, I think makes it even more that way, as they know there's a lot of eyes on them. And for a lot of the guys on the team, I think it's good for them to have people watching them and give them a sense of what it's like to not just be watching the film after practice, but now you have actual people watching you practice. And so I think it's good for them too. And look, the commitment to NIL at this university is extraordinary. And, you know, what the PEDS have done with 1890 and us working with the athletic department as closely as we do, it's events like this that really make this place unique. And our commitment to the student athletes as a university, as an athletic department, and partnering with 1890 on this says a lot about what we're willing to do for the student athletes.
And listen, I mean, even Coach Rule last year was talked a lot about. He stopped practice, got onto them when they weren't doing things right. I mean, this is one of your few practices that you get leading up to kickoff, and he's going to expect high standards out
of it. No doubt. I mean, this is not a throwaway practice by any stretch. They're going to be getting after it and getting a ton of reps. It's really a great opportunity for our fans to come to Memorial Stadium. We all love being in this beautiful stadium that we have here. And, you know, bring your kids and get up close to the players and be down by the fence and you know, have great seats and really watch them and what they do on a daily basis. There's so much that goes into a practice. And I think, you know, unless you've seen one before, there's so many moving parts and so many people that work on practice, from the equipment guys and the trainers and obviously the coaches and all the coaching staff that are down there and moving 100-some guys around into different sections of the field and moving them into different 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 and individual and all the stuff that they do. It's pretty fascinating to see. It's so coordinated. There's so much that goes into even putting on a practice. And Coach Rule is crazy good at the communication piece. And no one's going to be shocked if Saturday he has to, you know, get after him again. It's just, it's a really good way for our fans to be able to get an up close look at our football team.
So I think people, you know, with in this day and age in college athletics and with the rev sharing part of it now being established with college athletics, the NIL part of it still remains very important for college athletics. And as you mentioned, Coach Rule and Troy Dannon have put a big emphasis on that. Can you maybe break that down for fans and why the NIL part of it in 1890 remains so important to what Nebraska athletics wants to accomplish with the players that are coming in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you'd asked me a couple of weeks ago, the answer might be different. And 2 weeks from now, it could be different again, right? So, I mean, over the last 4 years, things have changed so much with NIL and collectives and what they're allowed to do and what the university is now allowed to do. And the good thing is we work closely with everybody over here and we're all on the same page. And so no matter how the rules change, we're always going to be able to pivot and do what we can do to support our programs, whether it's softball and baseball or women's and men's basketball, volleyball, football, wrestling, all of our programs. And so we're still definitely a big part of things and will be for the future here. So we appreciate our supporters that have helped 1890. And for those that are thinking about it, you check out our website and go to 1890nebraska.com. You can contribute there. 100% of the dollars contributed to 1890 go back to our student athletes. And so we're still doing our best within the rules to do what we can to support our coaches, give them the best opportunity to retain and attract the best student athletes from across the country. We're going to continue to do that within the guidelines given.
I think it's cool to your point about all the different sports. There might be other athletic departments that might be focusing in on a couple programs here or there that they're putting a lot of emphasis on. But here it is. A big emphasis for all of our programs to be successful.
Yeah, and we're lucky to have just tremendous coaches in every sport. I mean, I've developed great friendships with most of them over many, many years, you know, with Rhonda Ravel and Amy Williams forever. And, you know, Fred is a good friend and Coach Rule. And so we have Danny being back. I mean, we have so many great coaches here. And so it's fun to work with them. You know, they are doing everything they can for their athletes in their programs to help them be successful in this NIL era, which has, you know, been a bit of chaos at times, but I think they do a good job of communicating with their athletes and, you know, working with 1890 to make sure we're doing everything we can to give them the best opportunities in this new environment. So, we'll continue to do that, and we're just lucky here. It's not like this most places, I can say, where the collective and the athletics department are working this closely together, and we do that on a weekly basis.
I think another point, too, is just that it's going to be done the right way. You mentioned that, too. There, with this day and age, and we get a lot of comments about not liking the direction that it is. But here at Nebraska, you guys are following the rules that are put in place, and it's not a free-for-all. There are certain rules and regulations that we follow here that you can't say maybe everywhere.
Right. I mean, and we're always going to do it the right way. And Jonathan Bateman has been incredible to work with here in athletics. And, you know, Troy and his whole staff and the Husker Athletic Fund, when it comes to raising money, they've been crazy good to work with. So we have six full-time employees over at 1890, and we're doing everything we can and working with everybody over here. And we appreciate you, you know, helping us to get the word out about Saturday night and hopefully get a lot of fans out there. And all the money we raise from Saturday night will go back to our student athletes. And so it'll be fun for those that come, and it'll help our program.
Huskers.com/tickets. And again, the gates will open at 5:30, but you can even get tickets up until you can walk up on Saturday too. You don't have to buy beforehand either.
That's right. So keep it in mind. I mean, if you don't want to pull the trigger today or tomorrow even, I mean, Saturday walk up and you can buy tickets and come into Memorial Stadium for an hour or two and watch practice and bring the family and eat and have a drink. And I mean, it's really going to be a fun night for everybody. And again, thanks to the athletic department, Coach Rule, especially for allowing us to do this. And for our student athletes, it just shows the commitment that Nebraska has to trying to be really good at this in somewhat of an uncertain time as things keep changing. We're doing everything we can to try to be as good at this as we possibly can. And so hopefully a lot of fans come out Saturday night.
All right, well, let's talk some football, too, because, hey, practice is underway. Yeah. How do you like the direction and the personnel they have in place? As there's a lot of excitement around the football team.
Yeah, really excited. Can't wait to go to Kansas City. I think everybody I know is going to the game. And so it's going to be great to be down there and open up at Arrowhead. Look, I'm really pumped about this team. The new faces that we have. And the guys up and down the roster, most of which I met with at some point, right, as they were coming into Nebraska and working with them on the NIL piece. But I think we have some great additions on both sides of the ball, some new coaches as well. And so seeing some of the direction that they take their position groups or their side of the ball is going to be really interesting to me. To see the growth of some of the young guys that I know are going to have big seasons this year, to see how Dylan has improved, to see the new wide receivers that are on this squad, see how Ja'Cory got better in year two, and the new additions on the offensive line. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about. And defensively, a lot of good pieces back, some additions on the defensive side, a new special teams coach, right? Like, so we're going to have some newness there. So, I mean, there's so much to see on Saturday night and so many things to be excited about going into the season. It's just the best time of year as college football season is approaching. And I'm as excited as I've ever been. And I think the schedule sets up well, and I have high expectations for the team.
You're going to like that wide receiver room.
I do. They're deep. They look a lot different than me, which is a really good thing. And they're big, strong, and fast. And so those are all good combinations. And so, yeah, I'm really pumped about the season. I think it's going to be and a good test to start with Cincinnati down there. I mean, that's a real team that, you know, you got to show up and really play well. And it's going to be a great test for us early in the year.
What are some of the things that start to change for a freshman, now sophomore quarterback like Dylan Raiola? As he's had a lot of experience, but now he goes into it and has experienced this now for a full year.
I mean, I just don't think you can even overstate it. You know, he's seen so many live bullets, and he was so seasoned when he got here. And quarterbacks coming out of high school today are so much more prepared to play than they were 20 years ago. Dylan, with his background, his family, Dominic, growing up the way he did, he was ready as a freshman and really, you know, played well as a freshman. We're better around him now. He's going to grow into his sophomore year. The game's going to slow down for him even more, even though I didn't think he ever looked panicked last year. I think this year it's going to slow down even more. And, you know, a full off season with Dana, you know, changing coordinators in the middle of the year had to be difficult. So having this entire off season, I think, is going to be huge. And so I can't wait to watch him play. Just a magic arm and a great kid.
Yeah. What can you say just about the representative he is of this program of Nebraska athletics? He's everywhere and, you know, does a lot of things even outside of just being a football player.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, and you know, so much of that has changed with social media and all the attention that these young men and women get on our campus. It's great. And some of them really enjoy it and take it to the next level. Dylan is one of those. I mean, you know, you don't have to look very far around the country to see star student athletes who are not doing those things. But you see Dylan and Emmett at high school games and you see the way our volleyball team interacts in the community and other athletes in different sports. And Dylan, obviously, being the quarterback at this university is going to be a high-profile position. He handles it magically. I mean, the kid is – he's mature. He's a great representative for this place. And I think, you know, the way he represents us outside of this building is the way he's going to represent us on the field. You know, he's just a mature kid who gets it. And I think all of those things are going to contribute to him having a lot of success on the field as well. The way he deals with all of the what could be a circus around him at times, he doesn't allow that. He handles it well. He was raised right. And so we're lucky to have him.
Great stuff. Hey, just got a couple more for you. You were able to be a part of the Greg Sharp radio booth dedication, and you helped trick him, getting him here and surprising him. But just to see his name up there this season, and I know he meant a lot to you. You guys had a really special relationship. How neat was it to be a part of that, and how special is it that that's forever on top of that radio booth?
Oh, man, you didn't tell me you were going to ask me
this. I'm sorry.
You know, I just, Greg was so special to all of us, and he deserves that and so much more. He was a dear friend to me and had so much influence on me and my life, my family, and so, yeah, you know, I'm super happy that we were able to get that done and to see him be able to see it and enjoy it. And so, yeah, I don't know what to say about Greg anymore other than he was just such a special person and special friend. And so, yeah, his name needs to be on that booth, and it should be. And he represented Nebraska so well, such a pro, you know. And a crazy good person.
His daughter Emily now working for 1890 and has been. She's been quite a hand for you guys.
Oh,
right?
Man, she's incredible. Their whole family, Amy and the girls, you know, incredible family. And I think I've known Emily since she was probably like 8 years old or something. And now she's been with us for a couple of years, and she's a wonderful person and does a great job for us in the office. So thanks for bringing it up, but you kind of surprised me with this one.
I should have pre-warned you. I apologize, but okay. We haven't had a chance to chat with you since. But okay, last thing, and I just wanted to one more time. What if people can't even get out there? Maybe on Saturday, which is going to be a great event. What can they do to help support you guys and moving forward?
Yeah. So first of all, yes, buy tickets at Huskers.com/tickets. You can walk up and buy tickets that day. If you're interested in helping 1890, you can reach out to us through the website. You can contribute through the website, 1890nebraska.com. There's multiple ways to give. You can choose the sport that you want to support on our website. 100% of those dollars go to that program. And so, yeah, we need all the help we can get. We're trying to be good at this, and we have great support with the Pede family, and the setup and structure we have at 1890 is very unique around the country. And people probably know that by now because we've been doing this for a while, but we definitely need everybody's help, and we appreciate you having me on and allowing us to talk about it.
Well, thanks for being here. Always great chatting with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Again, coming up, gates open at 5:30, but 6:30, the Big Red Preview presented by 1890 Nebraska and Huskers.com/tickets if you want to be out there on Saturday night.